We have made it kind of tradition here at St. Cecilia now for the pastoral region of St. Cecilia, St. Margaret, and St. John's, and St. Anthony, that this is the month of October, is the month of stewardship, the stewardship month. And I think over the years, what is really something I want to share and continue to share to people throughout the year and even in this month, that we have to embrace, at least I'm compelled to say it to you, is that it's important for us to realize we are our possession from God. No, we came from God itself through free will, through love, desire to this earth, but in many ways we are a possession from God. And we come from Him, we are created through Him, and we're called to go back to Him. And so it's important that we realize that we are not our own. We're not our own property, the property of others. We are a possession of God's. And so we are called to be good stewards of our lives. You know, we're tasked in this life. We're given a gift. And in many ways, people would say almost a burden. No, but it is a gift. We're tasked in this short life, and indeed it is short compared to eternity itself. In this short life, we have the responsibility to keep it with God. We're tasked with that, to keep it united to God. We come from Him, we're called to go back to Him. You know, we have a jealous God. Oftentimes we don't hear that, but we have a jealous God. He wants you to stay with Him. He's jealous. He doesn't want you to be away from Him. He wants you to be united always with Him. The way you live your lives should be united to Him. So He's a jealous God. He wants us to be with Him. And so we're called to be caretakers of our lives. You know, I often think in my own lives, I have, you know, of course, many of you know, I'm a collectible. I'm a collector to a fault. I do. I'm not gonna say I have a problem because I don't want to embrace that yet, you know. But I have a problem. If you've been over there, I have a problem. And you know, and I can rationalize it, and I have friends that help me rationalize collecting. And I go to them often, you know, and fellow collectors, and they will say to me, you know, we have an important task. We are given history, and we gotta take care of it. You know, you're given this history, and you got to take care of it. You know, and oftentimes people do that. They give me their pieces of history, and they know I'll be good caretakers of it. And, you know, if you look at the walls, I mean, it's riddled with things. But I try to take care of those things, and I'm a good caretaker for it. But there will come a time, as other collectors say, and you know, our rationalization of it all, is that it'll need to go to someone else, and we'll need to give that to that person, and they'll need to care for it themselves. And the same with our own souls. We gotta take care of it. You know, as I said, we're a possession from God. We're called to take care of our very souls. And how do we do that? How do we do that? And that's what Stewardship Month is all about, really, taking care of our souls and the souls of others, you know, respecting others. You know, if there's an epidemic in this world, is that we devalue ourselves. We devalue ourselves. We don't think as highly as God does of ourselves. You know, He sees us as a precious child of God, and He wants so desperately us to stay with us. But it's our own, we're given this great gift of human freedom to love God back. And but in the midst of this, there's this epidemic of devaluing ourselves. So how do we keep from doing that? How can we stay as good stewards of the lives we've been given? You know, and of course, we at the very beginning of Stewardship Month, it's all about, we talked about prayer. You know, prayer is an intimate means of uniting ourselves to God. We do that with our own personal prayer, but God gives us this beautiful worship, our Mass. And at the high point of the Mass, we have the communion rite, right? And God loves us so much, He unites ourselves to Him, you know, within our own bodies. You know, that's how intimate God wants to be with us. He wants to be in us. He wants to be a part of us. And the Mass is just an extension of his love for us. And so the Mass, prayer. But you know, if we really truly value ourselves, we're going to go to confession. And you know what? I was inspired to make it daily here at St. Cecilia when I realized when I was reading in the prayers that why did Jesus come? He came for the forgiveness of sins, to unite us back to him. And so if that's why he came, for the forgiveness of sins, I want to make it available, you know, so people can be reconciled with God and stay with God. And we it's general care of ourselves, you know? That's what I come to realize. There was someone that just came up, and I know his name, but he came up to communion, and I said, and I just realized that I'm a carer of his soul. And we are all called in many ways to do that too. And as he came up there, I realized, you know, that people need to know that they have this great opportunity to look at their lives and to make it exactly what we're called at the very end of Mass to be Jesus himself. We're called to be what we eat, you know? It's that simple. We're called to be what we eat. We're called to be Christ. And how that is, how that's played out in our lives is something for us to contemplate. You know, in our personal prayer, what does that look like? You know, and it changes, doesn't it? Doesn't it change? It changes throughout our lives because we do that as friends. We do that as neighbors. We do that as parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and employees and co-workers. And how we live that out is it truly has to be deeply thought out. And prayer helps us to do that in our lives. And so we're called to do, respect ourselves and show value to ourselves when we take that seriously, that we're praying. And we come to Mass, why? Because we need it. We need it so we don't devalue ourselves. We raise ourselves up as who we are. And so we're called to that prayer. And of course, last week we talked about getting involved, you know. And I failed to mention this yesterday, but it's important. If you're not a parishioner of a parish, you need to be one. You know, as we often say, there's Roman Catholics, people roaming around from church to church. And you know, it's great that people go to church and they have to go to different churches from time to time, but they need a home. You know, we need God, we need one another, and we need to be involved in our parishes. We do. And you know, we often hear of full, active, and conscious participation, and that was inspired through the Great Spirit in Vatican II, but it's more than just then participating in singing at Mass and being a lay distributor. It is about going out, and most importantly, not just going out, but bringing somebody back in, you know? We're called not just to go out selfishly, you know, with God's truth, but we're called to, and this is very hard, you know, to bring somebody back in, to bring another person back in. I have made this suggestion before, but you know, think about somebody, think about a family, a person that needs the Lord, that needs to value themselves. Pray for them and work to bring them in. Bring them into the fold of Jesus Christ, to value their very lives. You know, but also as we come here, one thing we'll talk about a little more next week, but in our financial talk, but is we're called to give financially if we can. You know, many people have fixed incomes and they're at wit's end. There's many people that even need money. And you know, if you need money, you let us know. We want to know that. We want to help take care of you. But you know, why do we give? Why do we give? You know, for some people, it's as easy as the church says so. You know, it's a precept of the church, you know, you're called to give. And so you give, you know? But for other people, it's better be a little more compelling than that, you know? And why do we give? I just sum it up to this. This has came to my prayer months ago. We give because we care. We give because we care. We care not only for our souls, but we care for the souls of others. We care that others are baptized and they live their lives. We care that people are married and they can live out their vows. We care for people that don't have anybody. We care for them. You know, indeed, we care for the souls of ourselves. We care for the souls of others. But we care, you know, and there's so many different ways in which we care. You know, you think about the Thanksgiving dinner and the Christmas dinner, you know, the things, in many ways, the corporal works of mercy, those physical needs people need, but also the spiritual needs people need. They need that, and we do that, and we get involved in their lives because we care. And that's what this church is. It's really a hospital. And we've heard that before. This is a hospital for souls. And when we're called to not just bring ourselves when we're ill, but others, you know, as we said, you know, to bring them in. Indeed, as we come here today, I hope we're embracing that we are just of great value, each of us. And I think we forget that. We forget that we're of such great value. We have these pity parties and we just think life is just awful, and it can be at times, but indeed we have great value in our lives, and not to devalue ourselves, but to embrace who we are and to get involved in the lives of the church and others through our care and concern, both financially and physically, mentally, and through our very time that we have. May we do that today. May we do that always. Amen.